On the subject of encouraging good and forbidding evil, let us start by reading some of the verses from the Quran. Allah the Exalted says, "Let there be one nation of you that shall call to righteousness, ordering honor and forbidding dishonor. Those are the prosperous." Chapter 3, verse 104. You are the best nation ever to be brought forth for people. You order honor and forbid dishonor. Chapter 3, verse 110. Accept the easing, order with fine jurisprudence, and avoid the ignorant. Chapter 7, verse 199. The believers, both men and women, are guides to each other. They order what is just and forbid what is evil. Chapter 9, verse 71. Those who disbelieved of the children of Israel were cursed by the tongue of David and Jesus, the son of Mary, because they disobeyed and transgressed. They did not forbid one another for the wrongdoing they were committing. Evil is what they were doing. Chapter 5, verses 78-79. Say, this is a truth from your Lord. Let whosoever will believe, and whosoever will disbelieve it. Chapter 18, verse 29. Proclaim them what you are commanded, and turn away from the unbelievers. Chapter 15, verse 94. Therefore, when they forgot that which they were reminded, we save those who are forbidding evil, and seize the evildoers with an evil punishment for what they used to do. Chapter 7, verse 165.